Here's a thought about polyptics. I'll say that again because, yes, it's a word, and, yes, you've probably never heard of it. Polyptics, not politics. We're not talking about the presidential election. We're talking about multi-image presentations. For example, what if you wanted to take a seeing in sixes kind of project and display it on the wall? Well, you've got several ideas. You could take all six images, put them in individual frames, put the individual frames on the wall, and line them up some way or another. That's an idea. You could also take all six images and put them together in a grid. That might be kind of fun, 3x2 or 2x3 or 1x6. If you put them as a 1x6 horizontally left to right, they would be known as a polyptych. That is to say, an image that's composed of more than one image put together so that it's meant to be seen as a unit. The most common polyptych, of course, is the diptych and the triptych. But if we put six of them together, there's actually a word for that. It's called a hexatych. And any combination of images, no matter the number, is known generically as a polyptych. Well, I think there's all kinds of interesting fun that we could have here, particularly for those of you who have printers that print on roll paper. You could easily take six images and put them together in a hexatych and put them on the wall, or five images in a heptatych, or four images in a quadratych, obviously 3, 2, 1. What would be a one? I don't know. A unitic? I suppose there is such a word. The point is, you could have all kinds of fun by putting together a group of images that are intended to be seen as a project just exactly like seeing in sixes, but make it a presentation for the wall rather than for a book. And a grid and a hexatych are the two ideas. So what the heck? Why not? Have some fun. I've done a number of them now, and I have to say the idea of sequencing and putting them together on one long roll of paper is very interesting. Matting and framing it gets to be a complicated thing, but maybe that's a topic for another time.